Now, we're going to talk about two important and, to a degree, certainly related developments in the area of health. The first is reported on the Irish Times this morning, and this is a memo that was sent, an internal email sent by the Minister for Health to health officials last year, in which he warned that a senior health official would have to be sacked for accountability if the trolley crisis in hospitals is not fixed. The key sentence, just reporting from the email as it appears in the Irish Times, is, and I quote, the minister said, "I have no reason to believe it won't be worse than last year," and that really means ahead our heads will have to roll. And he also suggests that it's not just conceivably his own, of course, in the general election. Now, that's one development. The other is that the Director General of the HSE, Tony O'Brien, has announced that he's to take over as chair of the Emergency Department Task Force from October of this year until March of next year. And he says he's taken this decision as a result of the ongoing challenges, as he puts it, experienced by many hospital emergency departments, and the particular challenges that the winter months will pose. To comment on this, we're joined by Fergal Hickey, consultant in emergency medicine at Sligo Regional Hospital and also communications officer for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. Fergal Hickey, good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
What's your reaction to these developments?
It's welcome. It's long overdue. You'll remember that the Minister for Health at the time, Mary Harney, declared the crowding problem to be a national emergency as long ago as 2006. And we've had reports, we've had task forces, we've had three ministers for health, all of whom have promised to fix the problem, and it's worse now than ever. So it's about time that somebody took responsibility for it, and it's about time that somebody was accountable for it. And if it isn't fixed, and so far it hasn't been fixed, then those people need to step aside in favour of people who are prepared to fix it.
And yet you could understand people being sceptical about the prospect of a head rolling. It hasn't happened, but even if it were to happen, that fact wouldn't actually fix anything, would it?
Well, it's interesting how these things concentrate minds. Certainly when the four-hour target was brought in the UK, a number of chief executives in England had to fall on their swords because of poor performance. And the difficulty here is that everybody regards this as an insoluble problem. Most of the problems, the overwhelming majority of the problems, are outside the emergency department. So whereas the emergency department and the unfortunate patients who are waiting on trolleys feel the pain, the solutions lie elsewhere. And I think that's one of the major difficulties, and that's why it's difficult to solve. But if individuals were accountable for their actions, there's likely to be a greater focus on the problem and a greater commitment to actually solve it rather than just talk about it.
How do you see the prospects for the coming winter?
Well, we know that the number on trolleys has gone up month on month, and has gone up, you know, by record figures during the summer, and that makes the winter a very serious source of concern. I mean, we know people die as a result of prolonged waits on trolleys. That's a proven fact. And the likelihood is this problem will get worse over the winter. So it is good that the Director General of the HSE has finally realised that this is his problem to solve, because he has the levers here. He's got the capacity to get the community to respond appropriately, to get other hospital services to respond appropriately. And the problem, as I said, is outside the emergency department. It's just the symptoms are seen in the emergency department where the patients end up.
You refer to the community responding appropriately, by which you mean?
Well, for example, you know, if you've got delayed discharges, and this was a problem that has been improved but by no means eradicated, these are people who are waiting for a bed or a service in the community so that they can leave an acute hospital bed, so a patient waiting in the emergency department can get into their hospital bed. So at the moment, there's no incentive for them to do it, or there historically has been no incentive, because they don't end up with the trolley problem. So there are multiple examples here where, you know, lots of people have a role in the solution but don't experience the pain of not having the problem solved. And that is why this problem has been so difficult to solve, plus the lack of management accountability for the problem.
If you were to take on this job, and you know you're a consultant, you're not a manager, you're not a politician, but if you were, what would be top of your list about what has to be done?
Well, we have a capacity problem, and there's no point in trying to dodge that issue. So we simply don't have enough beds to be able to provide the amount of elective surgery that the government requires the hospital system to do, and to be able to admit patients as an emergency. And we're going to have to solve that. And that means investment. And unfortunately, investment in beds and facilities means investment in staff. And these are all the things that politicians seem to be keen to shy away from, because there's a sense that the HSE is bloated and overstaffed. That certainly isn't the case at the front line, far from it. Most wards and most departments are functioning with far fewer staff than they ever had, and they're seeing and dealing with more and more patients. So there has to be some investment and facing up to it. So the first thing is face up to the problem. The second thing is look at what it will take to solve it. The solution is not all about beds, but beds are a big factor in this. But we also need to sort out many of the community problems that bedevil our ability to get patients out of hospital quickly, which have never been resolved.
In general, what's your assessment? And it can only be an assessment, obviously, because we're talking about people's lives and people's health. But compared to, say, the situation 2 or 3 years ago, how great is the risk of somebody dying because the services are not what they should be?
Well, the statistical risk. So we have said, based on Australian evidence for many years, that somewhere between 300 and 350 patients per year have the potential to die in a situation where emergency departments are crowded. And that's based on Australian studies, which were really well constructed, extrapolated to an Irish population. Now, previously, we were crowded some of the time, whereas now we're crowded effectively all of the time, and many departments that didn't previously have a crowding problem now have a crowding problem, and those that had now have it consistently. But what that means is that there's a greater likelihood of the nightmare scenario of 300, 350 excess patients dying per year than there ever was in the past.
Fergal Hickey, thank you very much for talking to us.